The city has $7 million of the $9 million needed to replace North Harbor's aging floats and stalls, and officials want to seek bids for the construction contract in January. Staffers came up with a funding plan for using several different pots of city money. City Manager Steve Giesbrecht laid out that plan for the council Monday.
The plan was $600,000 from the Harbor Fund. This is coming from the raw fish tax that we're getting this year. $350,000 from the Property Development Fund. $200,000 from the Economic Fund. And the balance is a loan from either or both the General Fund or Power and Light. And there's been some discussion about grants versus loans, and Council, we can get into that. That balance would approximately be $850,000.
Giesbrecht thought it made sense to have that remaining balance of $850,000 come from the cash reserves of the city's electric utility and the cash reserves of the general fund. That fund includes most city services that do not bring in their own revenue and are financed largely by sales and property taxpayers, along with state and federal income. Finance Director Jody Tao recommended against taking more than $400,000 from the $3.6 million in the general fund reserves. She said she was leaning toward having the electric utility pick up the cost of electrifying the North Harbor floats. Power and Light Superintendent Joe Nelson reminded the council that his department's $8 million in cash reserves were built up with an eye toward moving Power and Light's downtown building and generators to Scow Bay.
I've been given a goal to accomplish. If you take this money away one way or the other, then it makes it very difficult to reach that goal. If it is taken away, considered a loan, then there needs to be some mechanism to pay it back.
Nelson suggested an increase in the basic charge for electrical meters in the harbor to pay back any loan from Power and Light. Wherever the money comes from, harbor customers could be facing higher mortgage rates as well soon. That would repay that money along with an operating deficit that exists in the harbor department. City Manager Giesbrecht explained that part of the funding plan.
One of the issues here is how far do you want to raise the rates up in the harbor? I mean, that has a net. Potentially can get to a negative impact as well. So, and that's the tough part of this decision.
The local Harbor Advisory Board has been considering rate increases. Harbor Master Glorianne Wallen said the board was aggressive in looking at all the options, including a possible change in how the city charges for harbor use.
We did look at the square footage. We delved into that and started talking. And so there will be some, $20-$25 a foot a year rate increases in what this to come up with $165,000.
Yeah,
payment.
That $165,000 would repay the North Harbor loan and make up the department's operating deficit. The city council would have to approve any increase in harbor rates by an ordinance at a later date. Councilors got their first look Monday at a recommendation on rate hikes from the Harbor Board and said they were not ready to make a decision on the overall funding plan. Here's Councilor Mark Jensen, Mayor Al Dwyer, and Councilor Nancy Strand.
It would be my preference to see the whole picture laid before us. Base rate rates in raised, electrical rates in the harbor raised, X amount of kilowatt hour, and what it would all mean in dollars and cents. So you could add it all together and see, well, where would be the best way to, what would be the best place to take
the money
from?
I like that idea. Yeah.
I too like to, I mean, since we don't want to build our harbor piecemeal, I just assume we didn't do the funding piecemeal.
The council vote was 6-0 to postpone the decision until November 19th. Councilor Don Koenigs was not at this week's meeting. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.